have some idea that all poverty or problems are originated from the wrong understanding. Yeah. Because of wrong understanding, so we think that material is the tool or something to satisfy or make people's mind happy. We are seeking for happiness.
A lot of good deeds are done in the name of wrong understanding. People fight wars in the name of advancement of their religion or whatever. But that doesn't necessarily reflect upon the teaching in whose name they are waging the war.
You see the decision-making in the United States, in the cabinets of every country, are based on understanding.
It's wrong view.
And that influences the way of living of the people and the changing of the world.
But I think the real answer is that, you know, it may be interesting, but back to what you said earlier, Kunatra, I think in the end, one has to be concerned with one's own citta rather than the others.
Yeah.
So if one wants to and one's in a position to build a hospital, that's fine, that's good, but it always has to come back to the mental state at this moment, and one does what one can according to one's accumulations and one's abilities. I might want to build a hospital but not be in a position to do so. And also, we don't know for others when they do things what their motives are. We can only know for ourselves.
Maybe in doubt, it'd be wise to do it for the other people first.
Do what?
If you are doubtful, whether it's for your own citta or it's for the other people, and you just do it for the other people first.
Do what?
Yeah, do some good deeds.
Something
good.
Good. Well, if you do some good deed, then there must be some kusala involved. It doesn't mean one stops doing good deeds, but one does good deeds and develops more understanding at the same time. So
the deeds one does is for the others. The understanding can only be one understanding one's own mental state or motives or reasons. We can't understand other persons.
If you can change philosophy and the pragmatism, which is a very popular in the Western, the utilitarianism, which is very popular, is the basic idea for many theories.
If one's less concerned with oneself and more concerned with others, one should do more good deeds, whether it's helping people on a daily basis or whether it's building hospitals or whatever.
Let me ask another question different from this. And on a bus and at the back of, at the rear of a bus, it is written that don't think that when an accident happens, it's happened because of karma, but it happens because the driver is careless. When there is an accident, usually we with or believe we say that it is because of karma.
Both are conditioned.
Both
conditioned together.
Mm. In karma, there were thousands, there were millions died. Because of karma?
Now look, you can say you can avoid many accidents actually, but the people don't try to avoid them. So this path which you could avoid is for sure not something which, I mean, karma always means in the head of the people you can't avoid it, yeah? And this is, my opinion, is a very wrong concept, because you can avoid a lot of things, but most people don't try to avoid it. And they have this nice feeling, oh, it's karma, I can't avoid it, yeah? But actually karma, in my opinion, doesn't work. As we discussed yesterday, it's volition, yeah? So you can avoid it, to think about it. And you can change the conditions as well.
Long philosophies, the Jews killed, the German killed many Jews, or the Kampot killed many Khmer, because of long philosophy. Wrong.
Kun Achara, we talk about karma, and we talk about accident, and we talk about carelessness. So, can you pinpoint, instead of the whole event, you have to understand what is the vipada, the result of karma, and what is karma, because karma is the cause and vipada is the result. If you talk about the whole situation, you forget about seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, and feeling. Even there is an accident, maybe nobody hurt at all. See, so it depends on moment of experiencing pleasant or unpleasant object instead of thinking about an accident, carelessness or of karma. Because for karma, if one understands that it's the previous deed which has already done and carried on from one citta to another citta until there are right conditions to produce vipaka, one knows that without cause there cannot be seeing right now, right? Without cause there cannot be hearing. So life can be divided into just two parts, like the result of previous karma and the karma which will produce result later. So one realizes that at this moment of seeing, hearing, one cannot avoid seeing and hearing as long as karma produces seeing and hearing. But after that, the citta which is wholesome or unwholesome, depending on one's accumulation of right understanding and akusla on or kusla mental factors, if one always have kusla citta with the other wholesome cetasikas like loving kindness, compassion, and right understanding, it's there and it can develop little by little to produce the wholesome moment after seeing, after hearing, after experiencing, which is motivated by one karma at a time to see or to hear.
Another way of looking at it is to consider that we experience results all the time, good and bad. We hear pleasant and unpleasant sounds and see pleasant and unpleasant things. What is the cause of those results? When there's an accident and someone is injured, that's just another moment of result, but more painful perhaps than most other moments. But the cause of those moments of result must be the same as the cause of the other moments of result when there is no accident. So to talk about an accident causing this or whatever is looking at it at one level or in one manner. Whereas if we talk about what conditions in the past have contributed to the experience we are having at the present moment, then that is looking at it in a different way. The same applies whether it's an accident or another. No accident.
Because people just think about karma when they have fame or gain or accident or lose something. But what about this moment? It's also vipaka, the result of karma too. At any moment of seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, these are the result of karma.
So if we are comfortable at this moment, that's because of some cause in the past that is being experienced now. Some past cause is coming to fruition at every moment.
Because no one can stop the arising of citta at all. Only the death moment of an arahata is not conditioned for the next patisanti citta or next life. But otherwise, each citta which has fallen away conditions the next moment. Whether you like it or not, whether you try to stop it, it's impossible as long as there are conditions for its arising.
But anyway, perhaps the message on the back of the bus is simply, don't be so offhand. Be more careful when you are driving, because accidents happen, and they happen in a sense because people are not careful when they drive.
Don't let another condition support the
One could say it's the difference between talking in conventional terms and absolute terms. Conventionally we say, oh, you must be more careful, otherwise this and this situation will happen. Conventionally this is correct, but absolutely this is only a story, not absolute realities.
That's why in conventional terms people use the word avoiding karma in conventional terms, because they think that it's one way to help one to be away from the previous akusala karma. But actually, even one tries, when one comes back to eyes, ears, nose, tongue, it's impossible. But It depends on many conditions too for any karma to produce result. Unwholesome result can produce karma at any time. We say that if we do good deeds all the time, no chance, no condition for ill deed to produce result that we think that we can avoid. In conventional term, we can think like that. But in absolute term, any moment of seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching must be the result of previous karma.
But in the moment when you recognize or not recognize, when you see only or you hear only or you be aware only, so if you do it in the right way, then there is no more karma produced. It stops.
It can be conditioned for kusala karma to produce, or it can be when we lack that condition, it's time for akusala karma to produce. But it depends on karma.
I mean, if you have the right awareness now, or mm-hmm. everything you do in the perfect way now, yeah, then the karma is stopped, it's finished, no more karma. I don't know the
in
right
the past
expression. No, now, this moment. If you really get this moment now,
yeah.
as it is a moment,
yeah.
not thinking about
yeah.
it, just you get the moment. In this moment, the karma also stops.
Or in the past? Or
No, not this former karma, but the karma, there's no more karma produced.
The perfect
it. There's no more.
Neutral
because there's no
karma.
Volition, there is no. You just act, or you just do it, or you just.
No,
I don't know the English word for this, but
yeah.
you know what I mean, yeah?
yeah?
You do it in the right way, so there is no more influence
but
for the future.
But we have to think of four levels of four charity for nature of karma, cetana, the akusla, the kusla, the vipaka, and the kriya inactive.
Inactive.
One cannot have inactive volition if one is not an arahata. It must be either one, kusala or akusala karma, when it's not vipaka. Unknowingly. Like this moment, who knows, citta arises and falls away so fast in split second, succeeding one and another. When there is no right awareness with right understanding, one cannot tell whether this moment it is akusala cetana or kusala cetana or vipaka cetana. Result. That sound pleasant or unpleasant?
What do you mean? You can't know it.
When there is no right awareness and right understanding of that particular moment, like that sound, thick, very fast sound, after that pleasant or unpleasant feeling.
Does this mean you have, if you have the right awareness now for this moment,
there
up
is
to some aspects?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the total right awareness you cannot get, or you think you can get as a human being.
As human being, that who is developing understanding.
Okay, can get it.
Can get
some level.
Some understanding.
Some understanding.
Yeah.
Okay, but then you know also which karma you create now, good
nobody
or bad.
Nobody can know. Nobody
what?
Can know the previous karma.
No, the previous not, but the future one.
The future one you don't know either.
What?
As long as you have eyes, ears, nose, tongue, and body, you don't know when, at what moment. Seeing will arise or hearing will arise. Next moment, who knows what will arise?
But you know whether something bad will arise or not. Just
later,
you know.
Or sooner.
Yeah, you know that it may happen.
For sure, when the cause is good, the result is good. When the cause is unpleasant, unwholesome,
yeah,
the result's
then,
not.
Yeah, so then
pleasant.
If you add a lot of good things, you just can be pretty sure that the good things will come first. You can bypass bad things from the past, maybe. At least you can try.
The arahata's life in the past were different, quite different. Some arahatas had very good life by devout people who attend them. But for some arahata, they got sick seriously. Even they all didn't have any unwholesome reality is jetasikas anymore.
No, but for us, I mean, not for us. I mean, for
the
us.
The same, exactly
being.
The same, exactly the same. The difference is only after vipaka, the citta is unwholesome or unwholesome for those who are not arahata. But for arahata, after those moments of experiencing objects through five dharmas, there is no akusala or kusala at all. This is the difference. The Arahata do have vipaka, the resultant, because of their previous deeds, but no more future result because what they do is inactive.
But what I mean is, if you understand this principle of karma, that if you do something good, then something good will happen, yeah? Then you can just consider that a lot of good things will happen if you do good things as well.
And so you just start. The previous unwholesome thing?
Yeah, if it occurs, yeah, then you try also, you need this wisdom or you need the awareness as well. Yeah?
Do you know when it's going to produce results? Do you know when will it going to produce results that you can avoid?
I think it doesn't matter so much, because in the moment when it occurs, yeah, it's a bad result, and you have the wisdom or the awareness or you understand mm-hmm. how it occurs, yeah, yeah, it will not touch you really.
Yeah, that's it.
I mean, you become blind, even, but you're still happy, maybe. Yeah.
That's why we have mental feeling and bodily feeling. Hmm. For bodily feeling, when one has pain, the one who is wise will not be as so unpleasant like the others who is not wise. So it depends on that and same.
But you gave a very good example. You said this is a noise click, something like that, and there can be a pleasant feeling or unpleasant feeling. And the hearing is only vipaka, but you can check yourself and there is pleasant feeling or unpleasant feeling, whether it is loba or attachment or aversion, dosa, unwholesome moments soon afterwards. So we have to analyze each all of these moments in order to understand it.
You can switch it quick then, if you understand it.
The understanding.
To switch it, to change it, you mean?
If you recognize you're angry now about something, you can say, oh my goodness, now
but anger has conditions, so it will come up.
You change the conditions first.
No, you know it, you understand it.
Huh?
You understand it.
Yes.
It's only a conditioned reality.
Mm-hmm.
You have to understand, and you don't think yet of changing it, because it can be object of awareness.
It falls away before one can do anything.
It's too fast, you know.
Okay, the last moment you are still angry, but the next moment you are already happy again, so it's okay with the next moment.
But when you talk about next moment, I don't know how long after that.
Okay, then you try for the next moment, and so on and so on.
It depends on conditions for trying too.
Yeah, sure. But you can influence it.
It depends on conditions too, whether there can be a moment of influence.
But in doubt, you always try to influence it. Yeah, we had this discussion this morning. Look, I always try to say, okay, I can influence it. If I cannot influence it, okay, no problem as well. But first I try. Maybe there are some conditions which I can't influence. I cannot influence in this moment that I'm in Thailand.
When it's done, you think that you is the one who influences.
Who is this you?
You try.
Yeah, I can change the condition. I can try to change the conditions, right? If I feel unpleasant with something, I can try to change the conditions which makes this unpleasant.
It's like you see, you hear, you try, see. But actually it's the seeing sees, the hearing hears, and the effort is trying.
Right.
It's the chetasika effort, but not you. So that's what I really am convinced about, that we believe that we can change something by putting on a gramophone for nice music or a disc nowadays and have pleasant music. But who can tell? Because the whole instrument may break down, or it's noise on the street, a harsh noise. So it's beyond control. Every moment is beyond control. I really believe that.
Yeah, sure.
Or I'm convinced of that.
But anyhow,
it's all beyond control.
But anyhow, you switch on your tape because you believe that you come back to Holland.
But maybe
and I switch on the music in the same way.
This one may be broken.
Yeah.
But it depends on conditions again.
Yeah, but look, it's nice to speak always about the problems. But in reality, everybody is just trying to preserve something as if he would live or she would live forever. Yeah, I mean, if we speak about it, it sounds very common always to say, oh, I would never do it, or I don't do it, or we don't know what happens the next second, yeah? In speaking, yeah. It's very easy to do
yeah.
it. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
But actually, if you act, it's just usually the opposite.
We cling. Yeah. We cling to possession. So yeah. I cling to this
yeah.
one.
So if you anyhow know that you are acting, yeah, mm-hmm. then why not try to act in the good way? So that you take the speech because you think, okay, maybe I come to Holland so I can use it. Yeah, mm-hmm. And not thinking, oh, maybe this airplane will fall down. Maybe I will not have batteries and for the tape recorder, whatever. Yeah, but you just try it. Yeah, so in the
but it's still dependent on conditions.
If,
yeah.
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 No problem, but you are a part of these conditions as well.
It's the same as we were saying before about the difference between conventional truths and absolute truths. Conventionally, we can say, oh, I'm going to record this mm-hmm. discussion so I can take it back and I'm going to listen and this will be very useful. This is correct conventionally, but absolutely, there is only a mental factor, effort. There's no self who can do it actually. You don't record it and take it home. This is only true conventionally, but absolutely, only moment of seeing, moment of hearing, moment of thinking, moment of effort, different realities, but no self or someone who is doing any of these things. So what Khunsa Chin was talking about earlier, work, she's talking about absolute realities. So if you say, I'm going to do this and I can try to do this so that I can do it better, conventionally it's correct and it's true, and if you record it then it'll be useful and probably that's right, but absolutely this is just a story, not realities. I think you'd find it helpful to ask more about effort. Sometimes we take effort being self, we think that we can do it, but really it's just a jitsika, a mental factor, effort that arises each moment. It can be good effort or bad effort or right effort or wrong effort. Effort arises
yeah.
almost every moment.
With kusala or with akusala.
Exactly. So you say it's important. It's important to understand it clearly, because if one doesn't understand it, one takes it for oneself who makes an effort and must do things. Sometimes people think, oh, it sounds so fatalistic, there's nothing you can do and blah, 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 and they think that this means, oh, you shouldn't drive carefully and you shouldn't build hospitals, but this is not right. This is wrong understanding. It's true that all realities are conditioned and there's no self who can do anything, but there are realities like effort, so one can understand what is right effort and what is wrong effort.
And this effort is related to you.
It's not self.
Didn't say it's self.
You say it's related to you. So I
it's
thought
coming
that
from your intention.
Uh-huh. Different reality.
Linked.
Linked.
Together with.
Yeah, together with.
Together
yeah.
with. Yeah.
yeah. So, but there is some activity around. This link means some activity. You can avoid this activity and you can have this activity. I mean, you can see and see and see, let's say. But you also can have effort and effort and effort, or more effort, let's put it this way. So you have an active role, I mean, that's what I mean. Whether it is you or not, it doesn't matter, but there is an active role.
So we have to find out whether it's kusala or akusala.
When yeah, it's of course, kusala. We speak about the good things.
Yeah. That's right effort of the Eightfold Path,
yeah.
also. Together with right understanding.
Yeah.
So when there is right understanding of realities, there is effort already, no need to think of effort, it, by conditions it arises together.
Yeah, but it's depending on you that it arises. You are one of the conditions that it arises, it's linked to you.
Not to me, it's the citta.
Yeah, okay.
It arises together with the citta.
But the citta is linked to you as well.
No, in the absolute sense there is only citta and cetasika, rupa. It's not you, or me, I. In the absolute sense, in the ultimate sense.
So this is the same as when you are attached to something and then you would like to be detached from that thing. So it is a jetasik, right? This
there are conditions for attachment
yeah,
and there are other conditions for detachment.
The right understanding, correct or wrong, understanding, wrong understanding made you to attach. Detached by right understanding. All things happen at the jetas.
And what is the role of citta then? In here, in this situation, what is the role of citta?
Citta is accompanied by cetasikas, a And sometimes there's kusala citta, sometimes akusala citta, sometimes
so citta
which is result.
Citta can't go on its own, right?
No.
No. It has to be with the citta.
And also rupa conditions it in this human plane.
Citta is chief in experiencing an object, isn't it?
Yeah, the chief in
and the chetasika is
cognizing an object.
Maybe lunchtime.
Mm-hmm. And you talk this morning about the heart base, and then you'll get angry that you feel hardness here or somewhere.
Yeah.
But it's not possible to notice the heart base or feel it.
It's not the matter of trying to experience it, but it depends on whether it appears or not.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But if there is some hardness, it's not necessarily the heart base. Hear the heart when you get angry or sad.
It depends. It depends. But since we learned that it's there,
we learned it.
We just know that that is the place where it arises.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think this question is a bit like Ivan's, isn't it? That's because sound can be experienced. So we read that sound arises with the other primary rupas, but this cannot be experienced. So I mean, Ivan would say, what's the use of knowing this? I think it's similar.
It's another question to counting the yangas, is that right?
I didn't actually catch that.
Like they're talking about the primary rupas arising together, but hearing only hears sound, and sound, it can be awareness of sound, but in fact sound arises together with other primary rupas, but you would say, well, so what, or why is it what?
A good interpretation of your thought. So I think it's a similar.
It's the same like smell, one smell, the smell, but at that moment there must be the four primary rupas together. But the nose sense can touch or can contact only with smell, so that smell consciousness can smell it. ในขณะนี้ต้องมี smell แล้วก็มี nutrition ค่ะมี ocha ค่ะมี color too but what is touch is only hardness.
And just to elaborate a bit, the question started by saying that as far as seeing a visible object was concerned, she could understand that the visible object was dependent on the primary rupas, but she couldn't understand in the same manner about sound and ear sense. She can understand about the experiences through the body sense, but not particularly about the ear sense and sound.
Because at that moment when there is right understanding, it's not trying to search where sound come from. Yeah. But at that moment it's the understanding of the experiencing as just a moment which experiences sound, so sound appears. And then finished. Never come back, and awareness can be aware of other reality which appears exactly the same like this moment. Mm-hmm. When awareness is aware, it can be aware of such sounds, see, like the sound of the boat, but at that moment no selection. It's so common like in daily life, but awareness aware, but in daily life usually there is only the experiencing of sound. Like you say, oh, I heard something, I hear something. But at that moment, there is no awareness yet. There is only the experiencing of sound. But when there's awareness, it is aware at moment of hearing. And it can be aware of sound or hearing. Exactly the same as this moment. That's why it's so natural that nobody knows who is aware of what object. It's not a matter of sitting and walking so the other know that you are practicing. No. One doesn't have to do anything in special, different from this moment.
May
clarify my understanding about this topic. Talking about the relation of rupa and citta. Take the food as an example. As we know that rupa have four natural properties, patavi is one property. What we touch, rupa is touched through the property of solids property. And the other property, smell of food or taste of food, it's through another sense. And the perception, the final perception is in your mind. And all are formed, the food, not only, the whole process form or the real thing, but you can make it not real if you add the logical thought to
it. Of any reality which appears now, right?
Aware the real reality?
Yes, of this moment. Understanding reality of this moment.
I have one... function is function to know.
That is ordinary.
To know, you can know through logical thought or know through feeling. I think when we take fruits, we know through feeling much more than know through logical thought.
At moment of seeing, there is no thinking.
Yeah, that sure. If thinking is not a real thing, it's a passion.
So, in order to understand seeing, the true nature of seeing, it needs awareness to be aware of such characteristic which experiences, not the visible object, because now visible object appears to seeing. But when there is no awareness, no understanding, it is always I who sees. So whenever there is awareness, right understanding from the intellectual study, conditioned moment of beginning to understand the actual seeing of this moment, that it's only a reality which experiences visible object. Right?
If no awareness concerned with the seeing,
no awareness.
Means that only life rays go to
the eye. Yeah, seeing sees. Seeing sees, the moment of seeing there is no awareness. But in order to understand the true nature of seeing, if there is no awareness, it's only thinking about seeing that it sees by such and such conditions, but not the realization of the actual seeing as just a reality which can experience an object of which sees now, different from visible object. At moment of seeing, there can be right understanding followed. Otherwise, there must be ignorance, attachment, or aversion after the moment of seeing.
If we add the wrong thought to it, it becomes ignorance. The moment of thought concerned is still neutral.
Even there is no wrong understanding, there is ignorance, because there are three types of akusala cittas: lopa, mula citta, citta rooted in attachment, lopa, and dosa mula citta, and pure moha mula citta without lopa and dosa. So even there is no lopa, no dosa, it still can be another kind of citta, which is akusala, moha mula citta. And otherwise one may not develop understanding if there is no ignorance after seeing. But one realizes that there is no understanding, it means that there must be ignorance or akusala cittas after seeing. In order to have more kusala and understanding, there should be the development of awareness and understanding of...
Even awareness of kusala should be based on the anatta-nasu.
All realities are anatta, which means non-self, uncontrollable.
You apply wrong sutra, you may have a wrong and wrong.
No wrong sutta at all.
If you stick to atta, meaning wrong, if you catch the idea of natta, you
certainly for example, when there is no awareness, no right understanding, there must be ignorance and sometimes accompanied by wrong view, taking, seeing for me or I or self. That is wrong because seeing cannot be I, seeing does not belong to anyone, seeing is anatta.
Seeing is just the beginning of the process.
And in order to understand, not just intellectually, but by studying, and studying here is study the characteristic which appears at that very moment with awareness. Another level of studying, because it's not just learning or reading or talking, but it's the moment of studying reality with awareness of a characteristic. And there is right understanding of one characteristic at a time too. When there is awareness of which visible object, there can be right understanding of just visible object, no understanding of seeing until there is awareness of seeing and study that characteristic which sees. There can be the understanding of seeing little by little as not self, as just a reality which experiences an object.
If your mind not focus to the seeing, you cannot see.
What do you mean?
Focus means upon aware. When you
when there
mind,
are
you can focus to many things.
When there
are your eye may be here, but your thought when you focus to your thought,
but you can,
so you cannot see.
Yeah. But you cannot say that there is no seeing. Even you don't think of the object which is seen, you cannot say that there is no seeing. There can be seeing and no thinking about it. In words.
Yeah,
but words, after that process, there must be a moment of thinking about shape and form or about that visible object.
That feeling of seeing, no thought, the same thing. Maybe only different words of cognition.
Because we see many moments now and yesterday and today, but what about the understanding of seeing, the nature of seeing itself? Not from book only, not intellectually, but by studying this moment of this characteristic which sees. Yes.
I know that Kammachilu will appear three moments.
Kammachilu.
All
that is the arising of Kammachilu.
Yes. But about Jitpachilu, is it arise only the first?
Yes, at the moment of the arising only.
Only
yes.
The first. And how about
Kammachilu? Second moment. Not the first moment.
Only that.
Mm-hmm.
And how about
The same. The second
moment.
The second moment.
It's too weak, the first moment, to produce any more rupas.
Okay.
But it's too weak to produce. So it has to be the second one that it can produce.
Because it does arise. But for
Chitta is different.
Yeah, yeah. It arises.
Titikana.
And you might think that it's the titikana of Chitta, but actually it's the titikana of Rupa. The arising of Kamma Churup, the root condition derived from Kamma, or Rupa derived from Chitta, or from Utu and Ahara, at what moment? It's conditioned.
At what moment it's conditioned?
Kammachirup is conditioned to arise.
Uh-huh. Your answer was the first or the second, I don't understand.
Because we can divide a moment of citta, the arising and falling away of citta, into minor ones. Yeah?
Oh,
smaller than that, the first, the arising moment.
Arising.
And the titi. Yeah, and then falling away. For the citta churup, it arises as soon as citta arises. So it arises together at the moment when citta arises, the first minor moment.
So in that case, it is strong, the citta is strong at the first moment? Is that
for citta? Yeah, the moment when it arises is wrong. But for Rupa, when it arises, it just arises because Rupa stays longer. So when it conditions another Rupa, only at the moment after it's arising, it can be conditioned for other Rupa to arise. Yeah. For Rupa, longer than that, we count the beginning and the end as the first and the last, but during those moments, we call it Titi.
Clearing the dust and seeing things as they are. So it's not that we talk about different characteristics and different realities, but really it's all one. No, we think it's all one, but this is ignorance that thinks it's all one. So we're interested in understanding how it actually is, not on trying to focus or make it something different, but on understanding what is arising naturally.
We cannot focus separately, so we talk only holistically. Okay, honestly, it's the same thing happened in the same place, which is called mind. I mean, no separate, I separate, so you think that it's different things. It's the same thing, but only the...
Yeah. It
can't
be a feeling, it has to be real. What
can
I say?
Well,
we can't
think of it. Yeah, yeah, we can think of it. That we try to think, we try to use simple words, you know, for it. But it's not the actual.
It's actual. It's what you but,
I mean, and the word, all the name, we give it to it. It's not the real.
So what is the reality at this moment? What is real at this moment?
What is real? Everything
what is real at this moment? What is everything?
If you not name it, everything is real.
Well, what is
whenever you name it, it's not real.
It doesn't matter the word, but the word represents the reality. So, okay, we don't have to call seeing.
The representative is not the real. It explains itself.
No, we use the word to represent realities. Otherwise, we don't know what we are talking about,
right.
What kind of reality.
For the usefulness of talking, so we give the name to it.
But there must be reality that we are talking
the real,
about.
Not the name real, but
the reality is real.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the process of understanding, if we understand it rightly, so we have a right understanding. And the right understanding, what we call, move everything in the world. If wrong, everything in the world is wrong.
How many worlds are there?
For the purpose of analyze, we can make many worlds, but the actual world is one. So,
what do you mean by that actual one world?
Because when you name nothing, everything is one.
But how many worlds? How many worlds are there in reality?
What?
Which one? What one?
Which one? Mean
what
I have
one?
To name it in order to make it more than one.
No,
and then it comes to
understand.
The...
Just to make the understanding of others.
Yes.
What is the one? You're thinking of which one?
Which one?
Yes.
Okay.
What do you call it?
The unnamed one.
Is right understanding a reality? So you can give a name to that reality. Why can't you name other realities?
Whenever we name it, it becomes...
We name it because it's useful to talk about it. We have to name it to talk about it.
Yes, I know your answer. If we not name, how can we know it?
What?
That's the ability of knowing, of your mind, can know it through feeling.
Can I say that there are six worlds?
Six worlds?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is for the purpose of study.
What are they?
Six worlds.
Yes.
Six receptors of
six
your
sense.
Senses.
Six sense doors.
Yeah, the six sense doors. By means of this analyze, we have six worlds. The world through your eye, the world through your ear. But
always,
we name it, so it becomes six.
The doorways.
Pardon?
The doorway is not the house.
So you have one world, right?
Who has one world?
Two eyes one and two ears one. Okay. We counting according to the Tawa, means the door of perception.
Klaus, does your eye sense fall away too?
Fall away?
Yeah.
Fall away already.
When you close your eyes and when you open your eyes?
Come back.
While you are asleep, do you have eye sense as well?
I mean, it is a reality, yeah.
Yeah, conditioned by karma.
Yeah.
Even there is no seeing.
Yeah.
Yeah. As long as there are conditions for any kind of rupa to arise, it arises, and it cannot stay either, so it falls away. So it can be doorway or condition for seeing just when it does not fall away yet.
Right.
So fast. If anyone thinks that, oh, my eye stay, just stay for long time, that's wrong, because it's only our thinking that it stays. But when there is seeing, one knows that it is conditioned for seeing only when it does not fall away yet. So the world is very quick and very short to appear, just in a split second.
As are you calling the world, actually?
Yes, because what a world is, without seeing something of this world, or hearing sound of this world, smell of this world, you call all this together as the whole world.
Are you not quite seeing, then? Why you call it world?
Yes, because what do you mean by world then?
No, I don't use this word.
Yes, I would like to know. I would like to know what's the meaning, what is the definition of a world.
I mean, I understand that you say everything together is a world.
And for you, do you understand like that?
Yeah.
Everything, what you step on is a world too?
I mean, all the conditions. If you put all the conditions together, then all these conditions you can call a world.
When there is no
separate, it's difficult.
When there is no seeing or hearing or anything at all, no experiencing, is there any world appearing?
I mean, you're speaking about the absolute world, or you speak about something?
About what we take for world, but we want to understand the world clearly. Because some would say that, oh, the globe or the earth is the world, right?
So we analyze one world into six worlds. The purpose is for study.
To my mind, the usefulness of talking about six worlds is the fact that each is so different from the other. What we take for one is in fact six totally different, separate dimensions, but we form them together into one. But in fact, studied each one by one, they are quite different.
For example, first you have about three or four doors for the information get through the mind. Food, you have color through your eyes. The green of the vegetable, the red of the tomatoes, the many things. There's a color to eye. Only eye, you don't know.
And it's just why we call it world. I have no problem with this.
Yeah,
just
yeah. That's study.
Call it world, no problem.
Yeah. And taste, smell. If you have a very hot, oily, so you have sour too.
And with your mind, your we talk about our world, but in fact our world,
everything that is so important, it's only what appears
through eyes, ears, nose, tongue, body and mind. So we're so upset about something, but what are we really so upset about? Just
but
small object.
But look, see emptiness. Can you recognize the emptiness?
What is the emptiness?
What's the emptiness? If you consider that all the conditions a condition of only energy at the end. And this energy, which is, there is no material, is called emptiness as well. So what is emptiness, very difficult to recognize, but it's by the six senses.
Energy is not empty.
Energy in Buddhist we consider as rupa.
If it's empty, there is no nothing. even though energy
can be destroyed by.
And there is a possibility there is nothing?
Pardon?
Is there a possibility that there is nothing?
Space.
So space is also available, and it's nothing.
When we talk about space inside this wood, it's not solidity.
No, but mean the nothing, the emptiness, or
zero solidity.
No solidity, no smell, no taste, no touch, no rupa.
It's available.
Pardon?
It's possible or not?
It is space.
And how you recognize the space by mind?
You know that when you touch anything, it seems so very solid, right? Like this. But when there is right understanding, it's not solid or as you think, because there are spaces in between too.
So the space you would call as a part of the mind world?
No, space is rupa.
But you had six worlds, so which of these six worlds is a space then?
Yeah, you have to know that it can be object of mind or thinking.
So it's related to the mind world?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is the world very solid?
But this means that there is not a real space. It's only related to the mind.
No, no. I mean that the rupa space must be rupa. It is not mental.
Anything concerning space and time, rupa. Constraint.
Is there space in between here?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, and we are talking about that. Rupa, not mentality.
But you will have a problem to see the space.
No, we don't have to see
it. In the body too. In the body too, the arm, everything, the space in between.
Yeah, no, I know. There's more space even than other things.
Yeah.
What is seen is visible object, not space. Space can be experienced through mind or.
So you would add it to the mind world.
Pardon?
You would
six worlds.
Yeah, so you keep it in the mind world.
It can be experienced through mind though. To thinking, not to seeing.
It is a material fact about the experience through the mind world.
And you would also consider that there is a possibility we have nothing. Or is it not possible?
When you talk about nothing, what you mean, nama or rupa, or whether it's citta or cetasik or rupa, one has to be very precise when we talk about anything. When you talk about emptiness or nothing, you're talking about rupa or what? Or cetasika is cetasika, we cannot say that cetasika is nothing or it's empty. Citta, we cannot say that it's empty or it's nothing.
But you can say that there is an emptiness in general, and this emptiness is transformed into energy. And then with the energy you can start everything.
No, I say that energy is not empty. Energy is not empty, it's the wind element. Pardon?
But it's not empty.
Yeah.
By emptiness, in a moment when there's no experiencing and no nothing experienced in a moment.
No, I mean it as a physical state actually.
Physical state, when there's no seeing or hearing, no experiencing through the senses. Is there anything at that moment, or is there no experiencing through the senses?
I just wonder whether why it is a part of the six worlds when it is outside of the six senses. But I'm not really sure that's important.
He's talking about emptiness now.
Yeah.
That is mind-o. We are talking about it through mind-o, and that space can be experienced through mind-o too. There must be the experiencing of space.
What he's talking about by emptiness is quite different.
That's it. We try to find out whether it's citta or cetasika or rupa.
You look in the world, because we're coming from this world idea. So you can say in this world there is material, there's consciousness, there are conditions of these, all these things, yeah? But at the end you can transform all these things into energy. So there is not real material, there's just energy here.
Do you think that energy is conditioned by itself. Nobody can transform anything without solidity or the four primary rupas. You cannot transform anything to energy at all. You might think that you transform this into energy, but there must be solidity and other rupas.
Yeah, right. Because this is existing.
There must, no. Anything which arises falls away instantly. And there are conditions again to produce the next one and the next one and the next one. For example, the rupa which derived from temperature has temperature as condition. As long as there's temperature, it can condition such and such rupas.
What is the condition of energy then?
Energy is wind element. It is motion, or what you call it? Energy for vayu tata.
Wind motion, pressure. You can also say pressure.
Yeah, cool. What is the difference between the 18 rupas that are considered paramattha dhamma and the rest which are not considered paramattha dhamma?
They are all paramattha dhamma, but they do not have their own special characteristic apart from the four primary rupas. For example, the vikara rupa needs the four primary rupas to be its base or their base. Without the four primary rupa, they cannot be all ten. Yeah, the extra ten. Some are only the quality, special quality of the primary rupas, or paramattha dhamma. For example, when we talk about the arising and falling away of rupa, it does mean there is extra arising rupa or falling rupa, but it's the arising of that certain rupa, which is different from moment when it stays and different from moment when it falls. So even the rupa in 17 moments are different at the beginning and at the end and in between. It is sapava rupa or nipanna rupa. Many. Nipanna rupa or sapava rupa. Sapava means with its own characteristic.
And the other two are dependent on
Asapava rupa. Pardon? Asapava or anipanna rupa. Yeah.
So I have read a guide to the Abhidhamma which said that 18 were considered paramattha and the others are not considered
to be paramattha dhamma too. So they are all together 28, but 10 are asapava. It doesn't have. Yeah.
It's also in the Abhidhammata Sangaha. You have it, I think.
I'm reading a new version of the manual of Abhidhamma, edited by Bhikkhu Bodhi, and that identifies the first 18 as paramattha and says that the rest are not paramattha.
Why is the world appears substantially to appear through the eye door?
Visible object appears.
But why is it that the visible object seems to be so much a part of the world, the whole world?
It's the only rupa that can be seen. That's why it brings about more idea of things, that you can do this, build a house or people and things.
We cling so much to it. Uh-huh.
Is it because of clinging through the eye door?
Because it is only one rupa that can be seen. The other 27 rupa cannot be seen at all.
But it seems to dominate much more.
Certainly, because of its character which can be seen.
Why not the ear? Why doesn't the ear door dominate more than the eye door? Is it because of clinging, or is there some other?
Even you have listened to a building, flowers and sky and water and see. Can you experience it when there is no visible object? You have only the idea. Mm-hmm. But for seeing, since it appears through eye door, its color, it's different. contrast of colors, then it gives you idea more about things and people visualized.
It's also related to human being, I would say. If you take an animal, it would maybe consider more the smelling. And it would recognize everything by smelling and not by seeing.
Right. Especially some animals don't even have eyes.
Some dogs, for example, they don't consider seeing at all.
Or some animals have very acute hearing.
Yeah, same.
Or in the case of bats, they use, or dolphin, they use radar.
But isn't it so animals cannot develop understanding and something?
Because of the limited of the vipaka, it's born with the vipaka without panya, without right understanding. And it depends on how, what category it is.
So it's just a facet of the human life that the eyeball is so prominent. It doesn't mean that there's necessarily more clinging through that,
because
or
I
stronger
think that
attachment.
Because I think that it appears as visible object. That's why we recognize it and give the importance to the characteristic.
Importance to it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think give less importance to it?
If there is no visible object appearing, do you mind wearing clothes with that style and color? What you need is clothes to keep you warm.
Right. Do you think it should be less important? Or does it matter?
Depending on one's understanding.
Yeah.
The anagami has no clinging to sensuous objects. No attachment to taste, to smell, to beauty.
So he would dress for warmth only?
Like monk?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But if he had a choice of different clothes to wear, he would?
No different.
I think I understand the previous meetup of awareness. Just an awareness, mean a right understanding. But awareness in general term is you are alert about care of something, right? Aware. But in term of Abhidhamma, maybe you also have a right understanding, I mean right theory too. Not only just alert of watching something.
That's why you have to understand the terms
very right
precisely.
But
and
anyway,
that's why the
word
is very
make up of
we were saying earlier that we give more importance to the eye door than other doorways.
Yeah, that is your point. My point, I think that we cling to all doorways.
Right, okay. But let's suppose then that the Anagami, who has eradicated
attachment to sensuous object,
does he also give more importance to the eye door?
I don't think that we give the more importance, but we cling to everything depending on accumulation. Some people cling to sound, and some people cling to visible object, beauty, and some cling to taste. See, it depends on
condition
and accumulation. It does mean that everyone is the same.
But I think for everyone, the eye door is the most dominant doorway.
I said that since it appears through eye door as visible object, one has more idea about it because of the shape and form, like building, style of the house, of different kinds of flowers, how to make it look nice, because it appears as visible object. You can have less clinging when you understand more about visible object.
But in our life, we recognize things by their visible nature. As Klaus said, there are some animals that recognize everything by smell or by the sound that they give off. But for us as human beings, we tend to recognize things by the visual aspect.
Because it appears, So you think that you pay attention more to it because it appears. But while the other sense though does not appear as much.
No.
Yeah.
But it's the same for everyone, I think.
Same. Cling to everything.
And for the Anagami?
No more attachment to sensuous object, no matter its sight or sound or smell or taste or touch.
but still lots of visible object appearing.
The same, exactly the same.
More than
exactly
other doorways.
Exactly the same, yeah.
Then more condition for the arising of eye door and visible
when
object
when one opens
one
one's eyes.
Right.
Yeah.
That reality appears more by conditions only.
Yeah.
Kamma, we find. I think that's why the Buddha emphasized the eye door so much.
Because it can be seen, the visible object can be seen. Yes, the answer.
The eye or another door is doesn't matter. It depends on you have a right understanding and the final process at your jetasik. That is more important. It, through your eye, through your ear, it's natural. Transmits of the nerve, but what happened to your mind or the jetasik is the most important. You learn that. Section is more useful for you.
Well, I think it's important to understand whatever reality appears at this moment, and whether if it's seeing or visible object, one can't say it's less important than a chetasika or mental activity.
Because you can just at your chetasika level, if it become a neutral effect, acceptable, become good. Better. But if you come back, you should every load.
This sounds like selection again. It sounds like control and selection again instead of
you can master
begin
it.
To be a physical.
You can master it.
But
mean
this
you
is
can
not,
select it.
But this is all the idea of self who can master and select and control and observe again. No understanding, no awareness of seeing as it appears at this moment.
Okay,
at
the layman level, at the layman level, what you said is also very far, very beyond, you know, the arahat level.
We're talking about this moment, we're still talking about the very beginning level. The practice has to begin with the right practice from the very beginning. So right from the very first step, it has to begin with awareness of reality.
Yeah, you can
reality,
begin to any aspect.
No idea of self or control or selection. Otherwise, if one follows that path, it will just go more and more wrong. It's not a matter of following the wrong practice and then the wrong practice suddenly turning into the arahat's state. It's a matter of taking the first step, understanding this moment, this reality of seeing, as not self, not someone who can control or who can observe it.
Only one top of the hill, but the path through it, many paths.
No, only one path.
Only one path.
One path, the Eightfold Path,
yes.
Developing with, starting
yes,
with right understanding.
That's
only one
Buddhism
path.
Nowadays.
Because they do not follow the teachings.
Yes, because they have their
but
own path.
But if one follows
but
the teaching, the teaching says that there is only one path. Why? Because reality appears with no awareness. How can there be right understanding
yes.
of reality?
In Japan, same. They have one proper path. You see, another temple have their own proper path.
Because
in
they Hawaii, don't.
And they also have their proper path. But in fact, they can read it, read the tango.
No.
What's the proper path?
Proper path.
What's the proper
it's
path?
It's a proper understanding of every step you go.
No, what's the proper path?
Yes, proper path is
well, you
the...
You can't just tell me right understanding.
Of course, Monsieur.
Because every path can be wrong and can be right. No
the right one
path
one
is
cannot be
only
the wrong
right,
one.
The Buddha talked about
but understanding is the yardstick to...
What is right understanding?
Because the key word, the most important word is right understanding.
Yes, but what is it? What is right understanding?
The, when you understand anything and you have good or neutral to your jealousy, I think that we consider right. Have a very uneasy or bad feeling or something like that is wrong.
That's a concept. That's right understanding.
Yeah, it's a concept and it comes to practice.
about cetasika, what you mean by that cetasika, that particular one, because there are so many cetasikas.
Good side, bad side, and neutral side.
Yeah, but when you talk about two jetasika,
many jetasika, we call it a crystal or something. So many, Dr. Rovi probably tried to explain it in the...
Can we have precise understanding of each one?
Sorry, I cannot say the right name, but I can feel it. So I can know by my feeling which is good, which is neutral.
What?
The neutral is the best.
Neutral feeling can be at any moment of touching, of seeing, hearing, smelling. Ooh. That is neutral feeling.
Create no problem.
But no understanding.
Create no suffering.
No understanding. So it will be followed by attachment to neutral
when
feeling.
When you change your feelings, so that is your panya or what you call a samadhi or awareness, you will be concerned. But at the general moment, why we have to have a thought?
Sure.
Peaceful feeling. Not enough. You have to talk all the time. Even in the morning you can. You can stop and we can start. We can change the direction.
If we have the idea of changing direction, can there be any understanding?
You can understand a lot of things.
Understand true feeling and true logical.
But to reach this level is also nice.
You can understand.
So we are always thinking about destroying ourselves.
You can understand.
Excuse me, is there any understanding now? Is there any understanding now?
Any understanding? Yeah, in what aspect? Very wide.
Yeah. Is there any?
Even
understanding.
Mind?
Yes.
When I stop my thought, I understand nothing.
When you stop your thought.
But when my feeling becomes something uneasy or bad or something, you know.
And
so I use my awareness and my thoughts, my right and this theory to give me a right understanding. Happen to my jealousy.
This understanding easy or difficult to get?
Not difficult. For me, it's very easy because I can stop, I can start, I can shift the direction. So it is easy.
So for you, understanding is easy?
I mean, the logical thought.
Yes. Yes,
we call understanding.
Yes, we call
two paths. One path is true feeling, one path is true logical thinking. When I stop another path midway, I use the feeling way of understanding.
So I think that...
I'm not blind, I know it.
But your idea of what you talk about with regard to understanding is quite different from what we talk about. It's not the same as panya, which is what we are discussing. So it's a different meaning of understanding.
But the results, the vibhaga are the same. It happened through the jealousy.
Sorry?
The result is the same. The consequence is the same.
I think the result is quite different because if you develop more of your idea of understanding, you get more of your idea of understanding. But if you develop more panya, as we are interested in understanding, then the result is more panya.
Yeah.
So in other words, the practice that you start at the beginning grows
panya
according
means you
to
think
understanding.
With right theory. But if you think with wrong theory, you are not have panya.
And right understanding is another jetasika.
It's the characteristic of the mind. I agree with. Or you call the purpose of study, so I analyze. But anyway, as I said, it's the same one.
Because sometimes
jiva jitta, no body, only right. But jetasik can be in and can be out, can be disappear as a neutral.
There is no neutral jetasika.
No neutral.
No neutral jetasika.
Okay, if no neutral, the anta have no jetasik.
Pardon?
Arahanta
must have citta and jetasika, because citta cannot arise without jetasika.
Because arahanta always be in the neutral feeling.
No, no. He sometimes has pleasant feeling too.
Pardon?
He also has pleasant feeling. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Pleasant is a little bit good feeling. Pleasant feeling. Okay. Because he can control the feeling.
He does not have to control. He has eradicated. He has eradicated completely. No germ.
It's not interested in controlling
feelings.
There's no attachment.
Okay. There's no arahanta. So what I am discussing beyond. So anyway, at our lemon heaven, let's say happiness. The purpose of being a human. Even we have how many money, but we cannot get happiness. And we try to buy happiness through material. That's why the world creates so many material, but still not satisfy the human happiness. Even the world is destroyed, still have no ways to satisfy the mind's happiness. So we try to...
Did Buddha show anyone the techniques to happiness?
Happiness?
Yeah, did Buddha show anyone the techniques to happiness?
What is happiness and what's the opposite of the happiness? If we know it, so we can feel it by ourselves, we can just, this is happiness.
But did Buddha show
what is unhappiness?
The techniques to happiness?
The technique?
Yeah, did he teach the techniques to happiness?
Yeah, we know what the factor or the condition of unhappiness arise. So we stop that or reduce it. So
we are right understanding. We are right understanding.
Right understanding.
Not we.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because when we mean we are concerned.
Yeah. Yeah.
The mind itself.
Where can you find right understanding?
Where
can you find right understanding? Because now we know that right understanding.
Because if no teaching of the Lord Buddha, no one can see the property of the...
So it comes to the studying the teachings in order to understand what he taught?
Yes, the right understanding.
This is the key to happiness. Is that the key?
And after you understand, but understand through logical, not enough. You have to understand through feeling, too.
Interested in finding out what are the absolute realities, we realize that we talk about brushing one's teeth, but what is directly experienced while brushing one's teeth?
You can talk about brushing one's teeth, but it's fine, we can do it. But if we're
really interested in understanding the reality of that moment,
or
this moment, we have to begin to
talk about absolute
realities.
You can talk about it, it's no problem.
Well,
we have
or
to
the absolute
realities
of brushing one's teeth.
Sure.
But you can also be enlightened by brushing your teeth, so there's no problem with that.
If there is understanding of the absolute realities appearing, if one has heard and considered a lot and developed a lot of understanding of seeing at this moment, hardness, like, dislike, if one doesn't have the idea of brushing one's teeth as the reality, or if one doesn't have the idea of changing this reality for another reason.
That's also why we talk about the six worlds, because whatever we're doing, whether it's a mundane daily chore or whether it's something big like building a hospital, our life is just the same six doorways, different experiences through them in different combinations. So it's a matter of studying the six doorways and realizing that every moment is one or other of the six doorways appearing. So you could say there's only six things we have to know, six worlds. And then that is the whole life, whether it's brushing teeth or whatever.
As long as you consider that there are other people around you for whom you should also do something.
We all have different accumulations in that regard as far as helping other people are concerned. But because we are more aware of whatever doorway is appearing doesn't mean we're any less inclined to help other people. Yeah. If we see the opportunity to do so, we will.
Yeah, that's nice if you do.
But even at that moment, the same six doorways, seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching and mental intention. In that case, there's the intention to help someone else and to do the act. But even if we're not helping someone, even if we're being selfish, I think it's important to know that there can also be awareness at that moment, even if it's awareness of the unwholesome aspect, because we need to know every aspect of the moment. It's no good just thinking of having wholesomeness all the time. That would be unrealistic. When there's unwholesomeness, there can also be awareness and understanding of it.